Shebs, and I'm so glad that you've joined us for another weekday meditation. 5 days a week, my pastor, Chuck Allen, will engage you with a simple yet powerful time that includes a bit of scripture, gratitude, prayer, and quietude, all easily guided and simple to follow. So settle in, find a place to chill, and discover peace and direction with my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks for joining me again on another weekday meditation. I know we're in day three of direction, but I want to take that direction in a little different light. I recorded earlier today a video that we'll use near Easter, and I talked about how the people of Israel in the little book of Numbers early in the Old Testament, how people got frustrated with manna. It's like they're super hungry and they're wandering in the wilderness and God provides food for them, that all they have to do is step outside, collect it, and eat it. But they got angry, and the scriptures call them rabble. It says the rabble with them began to crave other food, and again the Israelites started wailing and said, if only we had meat to eat. We remember the fish we ate in Egypt at no cost, also the cucumbers, melons, leeks, onions, and garlic, but now we've lost our appetite. We never see anything but this manna. They remind me so much of us. When we think about direction, I believe one of the great stories that comes out of the Exodus of God giving Moses the authority and leadership to lead the Israelites out of bondage is that constantly we have to remind the people of Israel and remind us that if we're going to be in the right direction, it is not always going to be easy. There is always a price that we're going to pay, but there is always a God that will head in the right direction and point us in the right direction and at times tug on us to head in the right direction. The question will be, do we allow him to have the proper space in our life so that we might hear from him? So with that in mind, let's stop right now and prepare our hearts to hear from the voice of God. So as we prepare for our time of meditation today, let's just stop and breathe. And if you've been around weekday meditation any time at all, you'll know that I believe this is an important time that we use to separate us from the noise of the world and enter into the quietude and the peace of being with God, that we might hear from him, not just talk with him. Prayer is designed to be both ways. And so let's draw our breath in deeply, draw it in through your nose. Hold it. And this time as you draw in that life-giving oxygen, send it to the part of your soul that is weary, that needs help. Maybe it's a hip, or maybe it's a broken heart, or maybe it is a wounded soul. Whatever that is, draw in like you're drawing in life itself, and imagine sending it to the part of your soul that's in need of that fresh life. And then force the air out as if you were forcing out every negative thought and every negative Nelly and every anxiety that you're holding on to. Let's breathe. You ready? And so, Lord, today as we enter into this time to hear from you, we want to acknowledge and say to you that we are grateful for, and then fill in one thing right now you're grateful to the Lord for. We're grateful for. And Lord, we come today in need of direction in our life and clarity in that direction in our life. Lord, would you speak to us in this time of meditation with your prodding and with your nudgings? Lord, speak so loudly that it sounds audible. And Lord, give us ears to hear that we might walk and live in your direction, not further away, but closer to. And we pray that in the name of Jesus. Let me give you a couple of minutes of time for you to just hear from God. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back in just a couple minutes. I know that you enjoyed that time, and I always do. It's an opportunity, even though it's brief, to kind of shut down everything else that's going on in the world and let God have a time to speak into our life. And I'm so grateful for that, and I'm happy for you. What a wonderful thing for us to be able to hear from God and receive His clear heaven-sent direction. God bless you. I'll see you back tomorrow on another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck, and thank you for joining us. And be sure to share these meditations through your social media accounts and tag them #weekdaymeditation. You can also subscribe to Weekday Meditations on iTunes. Thanks again for joining us. Pastor Chuck will return with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Bye now.